sure to call if you have any questions. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. Here we go. Here we keep going. We're keeping going. We're keeping on, man. Keep on keeping on for another 3 days, Jim. Three days.
3 days. I thought it was another 2 weeks.
No. No. Well, you can come in if you want. I can't guarantee it's going to get anywhere, but you're certainly welcome. Right, Andy? As many of you know, Jeff DiCarlo is a renegade tax accountant. He's a biowave analyst. He's a work-from-the-home revolutionary at the cutting edge of his bed. He's with us now for his last appearance on the show. He called us with an urgent plea to be on the show for reasons I guess I will find out now. Welcome back to the show, Jeff DiCarlo.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm very upset. I'm just torn apart that you're being canceled.
You heard about it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I listened. You know, I mean, I am an active revolutionary, and part of that involves falling asleep with the radio on. So I absolutely know about that.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that, man. I really do. I appreciate you listening, and it makes me. I'm sad that you're upset, but I appreciate your support, man.
Sure. Well, it's the only station I get, but I'm really glad that it is. Now, I am sort of glad in a way because it sparked a new phase in my revolutionary career. Uh-huh. I had left, I'd been doing some home protests for quite a few months.
Uh-huh.
And I actually was out in the house. I left the house.
Uh-huh.
Just walking around. I came back, and that's when I found out that you were being canceled. So I have launched a new initiative to stay in my home.
Yeah.
And I'm not leaving until you get back on the air.
That's crazy, because I don't really know what's going to happen. Yeah, or when.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
With this kind of power that I can mobilize, and I'd love your help, because it is ultimately for you.
Uh-huh.
You could just maybe bring me some cigarettes and some microbrew to keep me sustained while I... stay on this sit-down strike, lay-down strike.
Jeff, I'd like to help. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
Oh, no. That's okay.
Right. I'd like to help you out, but it sounds to me that my part of this would be to bring you food and cigarettes to help you protest my being off the air. There's no way I'm doing that.
Well, you know what? Why don't you join me? You should join me. I have a futon that's out. Well, it's been out in the yard. It's a little musty because it rained, but we can drag that in, and we can conduct the show from here. And in fact, you know what? I have a friend who owns an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
We can put the futon in the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
It's got speakers. We drive around. We do the show from there. We take it to the people. We get the show out of the corporate fat cats over there, out of the hands of the corporate fat cats at Air America.
Yeah.
And we bring it directly to the people.
Well, why don't we just podcast a show?
To do what?
Podcast it on the internet. We can podcast it.
Is that a computer thing?
Yeah. You don't have a computer, man? I mean, you don't know what podcast is?
I have a Commodore 64.
Oh, man. So you're not quite up to speed, are you, Jeff?
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's a little bit... I try to live off the grid.
No, I understand. Well, you're way off the grid, I imagine. AOL? Does that mean anything to you?
No, is it like AWOL?
No,
that's
no.
That's what I went. I went AWOL from the Coast Guard.
From the Coast Guard?
Coast Guard Reserve, actually.
I had no idea. That's pretty exciting. What did that look like? You just didn't go one day, or how'd that happen?
I slept through our deployment. It wasn't much of a deployment. It was a bus. It's going to be a bus about 50 miles away, but
so,
I slept through that, and then I took that as a sign that I wasn't cut out from a military career.
And that was really the birth of the revolutionary nature of Jeff DiCarlo, was you accidentally overslept, and you missed your bus for your Coast Guard deployment, and you realized that was your path.
I don't believe in accidents, so yes, that was the spark.
All right. Well. Okay. So now, here's our big plan: is that when I quit the show, I'm done with the show on Friday, in your eyes, I would, come over to your house, bring you some cigarettes, some beer, maybe a burrito from the guy down the street, and we'd pull the futon. Either it doesn't seem like there's a reason to pull it up to your apartment now because you don't have an internet connection. You have no idea. I imagine what the
Well, the other thing we could do is just invite people over. You know, we could tell people to come over, bring the listeners to us. They could come over and they could, to sustain our efforts, to support our efforts. They could bring, you know, some smoothies. They could bring some pasta. They could bring more beer and cigarettes, and we do the show for them.
Isn't that called a party?
And then we take it on the road.
Is that a party? Is that sounds like a party to me.
Well, you know, a party in the sense of a political party, a gathering of people, of like-minded people who want to change the world in a specific way.
As long as they bring pasta and cigarettes and beer?
Sure, and a Bota bag full of red wine.
Okay. Well, I think that sounds like a good plan for a night. Were you thinking that we were going to do the show every day? Wouldn't that get a little much after a while to have that many? I have no doubt that we could probably fit the number of people that listen to this show into your apartment. But I do think that'd get a little tedious. Now Jim is here. So Jim, are you up for this? I mean, if we go do the show.
Yeah, I have a question. There must be a high overhead to kind of, you know, have this in your apartment month to month. Are you sure you don't need a little help, you know, paying the cost of that overhead, the rent maybe?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. The just as a donation, there'd be a sliding scale donation for people to come and listen to the show. Sliding scale from $100 to $50, no less than $50, and we would use that funding to support our home base, if you will, our inner sanctum.
Okay, so this is cool. So at night we do the show live for people. During the day we get in the ice cream truck and we lay down and we drive around. And
we'd also have to sell ice cream while we did the show. That's part of the deal of getting the truck. But you do get 3 cents per item that you sell.
You know what? Honestly, Jeff DiCarlo, that is the best part of this whole thing, is the idea that I get to sell ice cream. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a pretty good plan. I can't commit to it right now. And again, I appreciate your support.
Mark, you already sell intellectual ice cream in my eyes. So I think you're cut out for this.
That I see myself as a soft serve machine of intellectual ice cream. I do. Would you like a twirl? Would you like a swirled cone? Because I can do that too. You'd probably appreciate that if it was like a number of different.
If by swirl cone you mean an inclusive discussion about relevant topics, then yes.
That's exactly what I mean, Jeff DiCarlo. So what have you been doing since I last talked to you? So you got out a little bit, and have you been working any biowave analysis, or have you gotten any flack for your tax ideas? Writing off the yoga.
Well, the biowave analysis, I had a fight with the people at the laundromat where I usually put up my flyers, so I had to take those down. So business has been a little bit low, and believe it or not, people don't. If you go door to door, they do not want to hear about biowave analysis, and those are the people that need it the most, quite frankly.
Yeah. And how
the
about
tax work?
Writing off the yoga class. When you wrote off the yoga class, did you get in trouble for any of that, or?
Well, you know, it's a struggle. That's a big idea. That's a big new idea for people to grasp, especially people in the government, people who work for the Internal Revenue Service. But you know, I see myself as a martyr. They keep threatening jail time and things like that. But you know what? I don't see how my life would be too different in jail than it is in my house, because I'm a prisoner of this tax system.
That's exactly
and
right.
I'm a prisoner of.
I understand that, but I think in jail that I don't think there's a futon option in jail.
No, that's true. That's probably true. Although I have another initiative, you know, because in jail you have to have freedom of religion, and people, you know, like Native Americans get to build sweat lodges. I come from a long line of Bohemians from Bohemia, and relaxation and lounging is a huge part of my religious beliefs.
Well, sure, I understand.
So
that.
I think that I could swing that.
So you would get out of exercise, or you get out of maybe making license plates, or working in the laundry on the grounds of religious beliefs, and maybe just, you know, hang out a little bit and do some reading.
I would do some reading. I would make mobiles, and I would. You know, I would counsel. I could do biowave analysis on some of the other prisoners, and I'm sure that my recidivism rate would be much better than the prisons.
Well, you know, it was great talking to you, Jeff, and I will think about your offer. I'll get in touch with you, you know, off the air.
Mark, this guy's just a sponge. He's just a sponge.
Yeah, I know, but I remember there was a. What? No, just wait a minute. Let me.
Sponge. Well, you know, I'm getting an auditory biowave analysis from Jim. Is it?
Yeah.
It's Jim. Yeah.
Is it Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here's my prescription for you. You need 30 cc's of Hugs immediately.
Will you come over?
You need a crash cart. If I can get a ride, sure.
Yeah,
my bus pass is expired.
Man, you can't even give a hug without a ride. It's pretty pathetic, really.
Oh no.
What? I'm thinking about you. My thoughts are with you, Jim.
Okay. How does that make you feel, Jim? Yeah,
as long as it doesn't cost me anything, that's okay. You know.
Well, I think that we've all been in Jeff's place before, and I think that returning there wouldn't be a bad thing. I'm gonna weigh your offer. I don't know if Jim's on board with it, but do you need a computer too? Maybe we should get you a computer.
Well, maybe. I mean, if I could put a TV on top of it or something.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Right now, I just have a milk crate.
Okay, well, we're gonna take care of it. And again, I appreciate everything you've done for the show and for our listeners, Jeff DiCarlo. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to send me some bed sore ointment, because of my last protest, I got pretty pretty raw in the lower back region. But that's a price we pay. I mean, Paul Robeson never complained about being incarcerated, so I'm not going to complain about a few bed sores.
All right. Well, you can go ahead and send those to the address of the show. Take care, Jeff.
All righty. Take care.
All right. That was Jeff DiCarlo. We'll be back with more shows. Stay with us.